KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's partly cloudy and 74 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy, warm, and humid today with a high near 90. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. In local news, a special meeting will be held Monday in Atlantic with regard to fees at the Sunnyside Swimming Pool. The Atlantic Parks and Recreation Board says the special session will take place in the council's chambers at City Hall beginning at noon on Monday. At Wednesday evening's City Council meeting, City Administrator Doug Harris tried to dispel rumors the swimming pool fees had doubled. In a memorandum to the Parks and Rec Board on Thursday, however, Harris said a miscommunication with former Parks and Rec Director Travis Garrett showed the fees were, in fact, unintentionally doubled. The fees for use of the pool have not changed in a while and are though below those of the surrounding communities, according to Harris. At the board's last meeting, Garrett mistakenly said the 2010 fees were $150 for a seasonal family pass and $75 for a single season pass. Harris based his statements Wednesday night on those figures when he said the rates had not doubled. In fact, the rates adopted by the Park and Rec Board at their last meeting did double, or nearly double, the fees charged. Under the previously approved 2011 schedule, a family pass had increased from $75 to $160, the single pass went from $50 to $90, and the daily pass went from $2 to $4. Harris said under a proposed revised 2011 schedule, the family pass would instead be $105, a single seasonal pass $70, and the daily pass $3. Those are the fees the Parks and Rec Board will discuss during their meeting on Monday. Doug Harris said, while no one likes to see fees go up, the new fees will only cover about 31% of the total operating cost of the pool and will be less than the average fees in surrounding communities. News time is 7:08.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say a Villisca man was arrested last night on an assault charge. 18-year-old Austin Bradley Gregg of Villisca was taken into custody at around 11:50 p.m. and charged with simple domestic assault following an incident which allegedly occurred in the 100 block of North 5th Street in Villisca. Gregg was being held in jail without bond. Authorities in Harlan report several drug and or alcohol-related arrests have been made over the past week or so. On May the 30th, 17-year-old Brett Wilkie of Harlan was arrested for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. His arrest was the result of a traffic stop. Wilkie was later released to the custody of his parents and referred to juvenile court services. On May the 29th, a traffic stop by Harlan police resulted in the arrest of 24-year-old Paul Zimmerman of Panama. Zimmerman was charged with possession of a controlled substance and drug paraphernalia, along with prohibited acts. A day earlier, four Harlan teens were charged with public intoxication after officers investigated a report of youth consuming alcohol. Officials say 16-year-old Megan Hunt, 13-year-old Tiffany Thompson, 14-year-old Barbara Jo Juniper Grave, and 15-year-old Marissa Mitchell, all from Harlan, were cited for public intoxication. Hunt was also cited for possession of tobacco under legal age. After being brought to the Harlan PD, all of the girls were later released to the custody of their parents. That same day, 23-year-old Theodore Behrens of Harlan was charged with supplying alcohol to persons under the legal age. His arrest followed an investigation by Harlan police. Separately, 18-year-old William Zellner of Shelby and 17-year-old Ethan Williams of Harlan was arrested for a traffic stop. Zellner was cited for open container and possession of alcohol by a person under legal age. Williams was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia and released to the custody of his parents. His case will be referred to juvenile court services. On May the 27th, police in Harlan arrested 20-year-old Anthony Bennett of Harlan on a charge of simple assault following an investigation into an incident which allegedly occurred on the 1100 block of Elm Street. And on May the 24th, 35-year-old Amanda Hanover of Portsmouth was arrested on charges of OWI, speeding, open container, and child endangerment. The charges followed a traffic stop where Hanover was the driver of the vehicle. A passenger in the vehicle, 30-year-old Daniel Posh of Erling, was charged with open container. Posh was cited and released while Hanover was brought to the Shelby County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. Governor Terry Branstad was in western Iowa yesterday on an aerial and ground tour of the areas along the Missouri River which have been impacted by flooding. Branstad talked about the flood-fighting efforts in Sioux City. He said that they was really impressed with the volunteer spirit of the community and says that Sioux City has always responded when there is a disaster. Branstad says the flood fight is a three-state effort with South Dakota and Nebraska coordinating their efforts with Iowa. He says they're trying to help businesses as much as they can to prepare for the rising waters. And he says there are some major industries downstream from Sioux City that are putting up barriers and hoping to keep the floodwaters out. The governor has used his power to authorize the use of state resources to fight the flooding. He's designated all the counties bordering the Missouri River disaster areas to allow them to get state help. The proclamation covers Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Monona, Pottawatomie, and Woodbury counties. Branstad says the projections show this flood will wipe out the record set by all others. He says this could be the worst flooding ever on the Missouri River, and it could last for a long period of time. And those are the top concerns, the magnitude and length of the flooding. Branstad says Iowans who are interested in helping out can make donations to disaster recovery areas, and those who live close enough can help out with the sandbagging efforts. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources closed all state-run boat ramps on the Missouri River Thursday morning and is requesting the Coast Guard suspend recreational boating on the river due to dangerous river flows and flooding conditions. News time is 7:13.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner. And we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In our funeral announcements this morning, 66-year-old Patricia Ray Unrain of Exira and formerly of Adair died Monday at the Audubon County Hospital. Memorial services for Patricia Unrain will be held today at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has the arrangements. 89-year-old Mary John V. Wall of Panora died Wednesday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Mary John Wall will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. 49-year-old Ronald Lee Killian of Stewart died Thursday at his home in rural Stewart. A memorial service for Ron Killian will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. 77-year-old Ronald Farley, Sr. of Applington and formerly of Manila, died Tuesday at the University of Iowa Hospital. Funeral services for Ronald Farley, Sr. will be Saturday at 1:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Graveside services for Ruby and Reno Stofferson will be held June 11th at 2 p.m. in the Harlan Cemetery. Ruby Stofferson died in January of 2008, while Reno Stofferson died April 26th of this year. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements for the Stoffersons. 98-year-old Lawrence Verrath of Greenfield died Monday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Memorial services for Lawrence Verrath will be held at a later date. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. And 52-year-old Dennis Bentz of Hancock died Thursday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Services for Dennis Bentz are pending at the Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. Our news was brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription.